Hey everybody, welcome to another bonus track for Buffering Podcast. I'm Dan Whalen. Today my guest is...
Dave Wheeler.
Yes, we are hanging out, waiting to tape episode 9 tonight. And so we decided to take some time and watch some cartoons and kind of just talk over them. Kind of a commentary track, riff tracks.
It's an all-in-one.
Reminiscing thing. So, my selection is Phineas and Ferb, of course, Season 2, Episode 16, Bubble Boys, and Isabella and the Temple of Sap. You can find this on Netflix, or if you feel the need to, you can buy it. Most of our bonus track, talking over things will be stuff on Crackle, Netflix, something that you can...
Available to you wherever you are.
And you don't have to go try to buy it and pay $15 or whatever for it. So yes, Phineas and Ferb. I've been really singing its praises just because it's a great new cartoon.
It's so good.
Because it's one of the co-creators worked on, was it Rocco?
Rocco's.
It's Rocco Camp Swampy, or Camp Laszlo.
Yep.
And this... And he plays Major Monogram in this, which is cool. And it's just the dual stories of there's, you know, the main characters doing their thing, and then the platypus and Dr. Doofenshmirtz. It's in such nice snippets, but woven together so well that, you know, even the shortest attention span can handle this, which is nice.
It's true.
But here, oh, no, not... You, screensaver, I talked for 2 minutes. So here we go. We'll try to sync it up with you as well as we can. Just from the buffering of the TV.
Spinning.
Okay.
And go.
And we just got the calendar moving. You can kind of...
Trees!
You might be able to hear stuff in the background to help.
Sitting next to tree. Zoom in.
You know, I should probably eat these. There we go. You want to knock it down a...
Yeah.
One or two? There we go. Okay.
Elephant.
So, our weird mumbling just allowed you to take in most of the intro because it's... Pretty bizarre, but a nice synopsis of what's going on. Jeff Swampy Marsh. That's the guy from Rocco and Laszlo.
Yep, yep. Home movies?
Almost, yeah, it looked kind of like that. There's really nothing to say about this yet. I've realized it's just like...
I don't know what to do. Oh, wet willy.
Yeah, and it just keeps going. Like science. Men. It's so fast-paced, it's really hard to jump in and really throw in any...
Bubble.
So if you've ever seen the episode before, Perry the Platypus... always sneaks off, and so in every episode there's always, hey, where's Perry? So the guy with the mustache is actually one of the co-creators. That's Jeff Swampy Marsh. Okay, so that's Phineas and Ferb's mom and sister. To help you out. I always love car designs in different cartoons.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, that looks like such an impossible car, but I understand what they're going for. Yeah. Weirdest building ever. He is my favorite villain ever. Tops the list completely. Because he is legitimately evil, but he's just not good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And such a the it's just the right voice.
It's true. Glare.
So original.
Ouch. His nose is so pointy.
I know, it was weird when you saw him in a straight on look, because he's just like, he is a line.
Oi.
It's a little motor.
Where does his head go? He's so evil.
Ha ha. Now, to let everybody know, the second half of the episode was from the time that the little girls showed up and then when they just got back.
And away they go.
That explains the van that's in the back.
Yeah.
Like, such an abrupt stop for hitting something like a trash can. Though it was four in a row.
They were filled with bricks. Oh, God.
I wish I could drive like that.
Me too.
See, what I'm wondering is, why isn't everybody slipping to the bottom?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a cartoon.
See, if they can do that to it, I imagine they could bounce off that thing with ease.
It's true.
Jump down toward them!
Yes.
Which, obviously, his lungs are full of helium.
And now he's hyperventilating.
That would actually bring it down, but thanks for...
Hey. Now they have so much more room. Ta-da!
So, one thing I can say about this show is it always has really great music attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's either really funny, really good, or both. I almost don't want to even interrupt this part.
Oh, just let it go. Mm-hmm.
I really wish that was the voice of the guy who does Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah, that'd be really impressive.
Because then it'd just be like, oh man, he can come back from this. Oh. Oh. Oh, that was unfortunate. Well, why is the guy climbing out of a tree?
I don't know. Country western music. Wait a second.
Yep.
He has... Awkward. Oh, jeez.
How convenient. Yeah, I keep looking at the ceiling of that car. It's
just the design.
Yeah, just so abstract. It's weird. Making turns going that fast. It's good they're all kids, or else somebody would have keys in their pocket.
Wow, she is really good at parallel parking.
Very true. How convenient. I guess we should consider
this day seized. Oh, there you are, Perry. Such a creepy noise.
So that's first part of the episode. That's right. She's like a Girl Scout on crack. Here's your saying a word no one else in the room knows, Patch. Does anyone else want to shout? Someone's coming. Defense
positions.
So she apparently has her own knock.
Yes.
And they have a stockhold of cookies. Yes.
I'm for it.
Let's
hope Phineas and Ferb Patch. It's called the Help Thy Neighbor Patch, Addison. Don't make up Patch
names. Bitch.
Ouch. Remember, I'm back one afternoon after everyone else went home. I
know. Don't remind me.
Ouch.
And so they do a spoof on it where now the Chihuahua is a secret agent. It's just so weird. Kibosh. Why that voice?
I don't
know.
Why is he grabbing her stomach?
Huh? He's also a centaur. She's crazy.
Yeah.
Isn't that, like, weird. Some sort of, you know, not racism, but it's got to be some sort of thing against being able to pull that off.
I don't know.
He's not handsome. Oh, that noise. I can tell everyone now that this character does not come back, and for I'm really good happy. You could probably find it online.
Yeah, eBay's a wonderful thing. You can still find new Coke. Or new Pepsi. No, new Coke.
New Coke. I don't know how many people would have the clear Pepsi.
Ugh.
Or be willing to sell it yet.
Blink, blink, blink. Oh, she just killed a... Oh, never mind.
So I couldn't tell if she was standing, laying down, or floating.
A little bit of everything.
She wasn't like.
Whoa, Jesus, giant spider head.
Really, yeah. No one will notice that.
Oh, Pinky. He's so short.
Oh, so they're all just like on speed.
Pretty much.
To be able to just climb a giant cliff.
John Lennon? With a didgeridoo?
Whoa, you just harmonized with me.
He's got more speed.
If they got Tommy Chong to voice that.
Oh, that would be so fantastic. They have a lot of famous people. Who've been on? I know there's one that had Kevin Smith and Seth MacFarlane in the same episode.
Nice. Dude, I want those keys. That was not a didgeridoo.
No, he's not. He's right
over there. Uh-oh.
And of course, they don't notice that right in front of them. How very Scooby-Doo-ish.
Mm-hmm.
They're dirty, they're clean, they're dirty, they're clean.
Ew.
Because she's dealt with them before.
Ew.
The most underrated of all the messes, and of all the sticky messes, the seven of them are rocking them.
The what with the what now?
Again, you.
Burn.
Sick burn.
They have super strength. A little girl punching it brought down a good percentage to that building. What the hell?
He-Man? She-Man?
She-Man.
She-Ra. Oh no, they're Voltron, aren't they?
Nah, they just brag. Cheeky.
Pose. Why does she keep doing
that? It's so mean. That was a different girl.
Ouch. Oh. That's awesome.
Anyone think that van looks a little familiar? No concussion by going through metal.
Of course not. Oh god, he's got a gun.
But it's conveniently at the top of a roller coaster. Because that makes total sense.
It's like a Tony Hawk level.
Yeah! Suicide Pact! Who's got the Kool-Aid?
We're gonna die! Yeah! Oh, leaning.
Whee! Physics! At the rate of that descent, they were going to crash into it.
How are the sashes attached?
They're like wove in together somehow.
Oh, that is a tiny tree.
And it's already planted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, more physics logic.
Nice.
Don't know how that happened. Though they do never comment on how the brakes work.
Yeah.
That I can recall.
Oh no.
No cops. Nobody's roaming the streets here. They must have just destroyed that wall to make sure they had another project to do.
I guess so.
Crazy.
Oh.
That's right.
And that's how she died. Gross.
And maybe it's death, but at least I'm beautiful. Crazy old piggy that you want.
Gugh.
Wait, what? 4-6, really? We get it again?
Yeah, it, over the credits, they used to try to do the kind of bump thing, like
yeah.
The prologue kind of thing.
Yeah.
Epilogue, whichever one it is.
Yeah, epilogue.
Epilogue. But now it's just, you know, the last song that they did. Which is good, because there's one...
What?
It just glitched out. That's cool. Thanks for playing it again.
Netflix.
Science.
I do just want to jump ahead to one thing. I believe, yeah, it's second season. One of the best songs that I think everyone should hear. It's season 2, episode 38, Split Personality Brain Drain. It's a song at the end of Brain Drain that Dr. Doofenshmirtz sings.
Fast forward.
And it, yeah, I'll tell everyone how far we go ahead to get to this song, but it's really funny and worth it.
We're bringing you an audio track with an audio track within an audio track.
Or just more of a reference that we're going to enjoy as a part of this. Okay, so I'm jumping ahead to...
Gonna fast forward through the opening song.
Come on. Come on. It's way back there. So let's put it at 19 minutes. Give that a look. Yep, okay. So 19 minutes is a good safe spot to start. We're at 1920, 1921. And Perry the Platypus hits him right now. Here we go. The hat was controlling him. Now he's free. And there's a rave at this junkyard.
Awesome.
Here we go.
Dad?
That's your dad?
Yeah.
No, that's my dad.
Just so funny. Because it just shows how great Perry the Platypus is. And how great Doofenshmirtz can be. Look at this. It's just so impressive that Perry the Platypus is doing this without being able to see the records, but he's still, like, able to really get into it. And there's no scratch noise when he lifts them up.
It's true.
And that one guy's really absurdly ripped.
It's true. Oh, shit, it's deep.
Look at that awesome dancing.
Holy origami.
Look at that awesome dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Look at that forehead.
So big.
And then she dances like a fly girl right in front of her daddy.
Yes.
And the buttons were actually flipping sides on that. Did you see that? But yeah, that's just a very enjoyable...
Wait for it. There it is.
Yeah. Very enjoyable song to listen to as well. Again, that was season 2, episode 38.
Split Personality.
Split Personality. Slash I started about 19 minutes, and you can hear a really great song. Or you can also find it on iTunes and listen to a sample of it. And I can't remember the name of it, so just go find it. It's on Netflix.
Doofenshmirtz. It sounds exactly like it's spelled.
Exactly. But so that's another bonus track for you. Hopefully you enjoyed it. We are optimistically a half an hour away from taping, so we might try to sneak another one in and just let Adam interrupt when he shows up. But, yeah, make sure to check out our other bonus tracks and stuff. And find us on iTunes. Until next time, enjoy.
Peace.